Okay, so we're at a crossroad here, and it's getting bad, people. People are wearing masks in their car by themselves. Look, Poppy, I'm just going to tell you what's going on. Poppy, 2 years ago, she started saying, "This is it, this is it." In one of her, "Your time is up," one of her videos called "Time is Up." And then she started wearing masks, and then she started being demonic. She went from purity to demonic. She's telling you what's going on. We're going back in time with the stock market, with everything else, 1984, 1918 flu. We're going back in time, 1984, Wonder Woman. Everything's going back and rebooting. And one of the reasons is because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. And so God is judging this nation, and people are going into delusion. You've got to start speaking the gospel. You got to start telling the truth. In China, they wore masks 10 years ago, and the word mask means masquerade, right? And so the reason people are wearing a mask is because America wants that fake reality. They want the fake reality. And that's why God gave him a mask. "You want the fake reality? I'll give it to you," he says. So now you're wearing a mask, just like China. So China is a dictatorship, and they don't have freedom of speech, and they don't have freedom of movement, and they don't have freedom of anything. And that's what they're doing here. They're taking away all your freedom of movement, freedom of speech. They're trying to tell you what you can and can't put on your body. This whole thing is ridiculous, people. You got to wake up. You got to get back to God. You got to turn back. You got to start telling people the truth. People are in delusions. You got to wake them up. You got to wake them up. Start your own blog, whatever. You know, what we have here is the Bible says when women and children rule, the land is under judgment. Pelosi needs to go. Pelosi needs to go. Pelosi needs to go. Pelosi, AOC needs to go. AOC needs to go. When women and children rule, the land is under judgment. That's Bible. Isaiah chapter 5 or 10 or 6 or somewhere in there. When women and children rule, the land is under judgment. And so you've got all these people trying to rule a nation. And just like Israel, every time they turned away from the true God, they went into bondage. And the people had to cry out to get free again. So God is telling you through the artwork, Poppy, and everything else going on, that this slavery is coming on the scene. And it's all because you've turned away from God. We as a nation have turned away from God. The Bible says, "I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." So you're creating your own slavery, you're creating your own drama, you're creating your own insanity, and you don't even know it. The land is under judgment. The land is under judgment. You see it in the art. You see it in the hearts and the minds and the way people dress, the way people talk. Tattoos on their body is a demonic spirit. Anytime you see a tattoo, it's from a demonic spirit. People who can get saved, don't get me wrong. But the Bible in the Old Testament says don't put markings on your body. It's a cutting. It's just putting a tattoo is like a person cutting the wrist. It's a demonic spirit putting tattoos on your body. If you got saved and you put a tattoo on before, so be it. That's the way it is. You didn't know, but now you're saved. So praise God you got saved. But all this stuff, Poppy, the art, all this stuff going on with the movies. I just pulled up in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. He says, "How's it going?" I said, "Trusting in Jesus? Pretty good. How about yourself?" I said, "Trusting in Jesus? How about yourself?" He asked me, "How you doing?" I'm trusting in Jesus. I'm resting in Jesus. That's how I'm doing. And he laughed. He thought that was funny. And I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking, people. These young people need to hear the truth. They need to be hit with the truth upside the head like they ain't never heard. You need to get the truth out, people, because this land is under judgment. The artwork, the movies, the music, it's all around you. It's all around you. You can see it, but the false prophets are saying everything's okay, everything's okay. But everything's not okay. Judgment on the land, judgment on the land, judgment on the land. It's obvious. It's flat out obvious. It's God is showing it to you in the artwork. They don't even know that they're being controlled by devils. God let the devil break through these artists, through these musicians, through all this stuff. The land is under judgment, and God is letting you see it. The fireballs, the tornadoes, the earthquakes, people shooting people. What else? It's so obvious, it's not even funny. People, there's a famine in the land, and it's not necessarily a famine of food, but some people are hungry. There's a famine in the land of truth. The Bible talks about it, and if you don't speak up and start speaking the truth and the gospel and getting people saved, we're going to be just like China. They're going to be slaves walking around with masks on. These masks, you're not supposed to be wearing a mask. You know what they're going to say in a year? People are getting sick from the mask. They're getting, they're breathing in fiber from the mask. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. Why are they controlling? Just like the TSA controlling your body. Just like the seatbelt laws, telling you to put a seatbelt on, telling you what to do to your body. It's ridiculous. Giving you a false morality, giving you a false, you know, these false gurus, all they had to do is preach Proverbs. They come up with you got these channels, these Wiccan women come up with these channels and put these little fancy sayings, and they're nothing. It's already, if it's any truth in it, it's in Proverbs. There's nothing new under the sun. Look, Apostle Paul was just repeating what was said in the Old Testament, but he was giving it to you. He was giving you the whole truth. He was taking the Old Testament and bringing it in to wholeness. But the bits and pieces were there in the Old Testament, and the prophecy of Jesus was there. But Apostle Paul and the early church was bringing it into wholeness to get you to grasp the whole concept, the dispensation of grace, dispensation of law. This land is under judgment, and this needs to go out. The land is under judgment. The New Testament is just a compilation of the old, showing you that it all pointed to Jesus. It's all by him, through him, and from him, and back to him. From him, through him, and to him. He holds it all together. And so this whole thing, it has to be judged. Because if you forget your creator, if the dog bites the hand that feeds it, and you forget your creator, you have to be under judgment as a nation. Look at China. Look at the world. The preachers need to stand up and start preaching the truth. Not partial truth. Not for the tithe. Not for money. You sit in your little church, you could reach millions of people online. If you got the truth, go online. You could reach millions and millions. You could turn this world around. But not because of some corporate 501(c) church that keeps you from speaking the truth that you know is the truth. Why are you yoked up with the government, 501(c)? Hello? Why are you letting people join your church that are not saved? Hello? It's not adding up, people. It's not adding up. You don't let them become members of your church if they're not born again, because you're corrupting the body. They don't have faith. All they have is the world, the flesh, the pride of life. They should be hearing the gospel, not joining the church until they get saved. Well, how do you know if I'm saved? You know. People know. We know who's saved. You know, people say, don't judge. Look. You know who's saved because he says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That tells you know who's saved. You can know who's saved because he tells you not to yoke up with unbelievers. It's easy button. The easy button. The Bible says don't put tattoos on your body. So what about these masks? Don't put that on your body. You got to breathe. You got to be normal. They want, you know what they're doing? They're wanting to scan you, see if they can scan your body with a mask on. This facial recognition with a mask on. Listen, if a man don't work, he don't eat. Go back to work. The government's wrong. When the government's wrong, you stand up and you do what's right. The Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. Go back to work, people. The government is wrong and God is right. If a man don't work, he don't eat. Go back to work. It's a lie. More people die of the flu than this. It's a lie, people. Go back to work. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. If a man, God wouldn't tell you to go to work if he didn't mean it through his word. If a man don't, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good to give, in order to give to him that needeth. Go back to work, people. The government's lying to you. I'm sorry, you should submit to the government, but this time they're lying. We're not in a war. We're not in a war. We're in a war with lies. That's all we're in. The only war we're in is a war of lies and fake reality and to gaslight. They're gaslighting the whole population. Study your Bible. Stand on the word. This is a lie. People are believing lies. They're deluded, people. God is going to sustain you because he tells you this is a be fruitful and multiply. That's what this place is. Multiplication. And so all the unsaved, they can believe they're delusion. But if you're saved, you don't have to believe this lie. It's a judgment on the unsaved. He's separating the sheep. You can actually see who the sheep and the goat are because who believes this lie? If more people die of the flu than this, why is it such a tragedy? Because it's a lie, people. It's a lie. There was an article out yesterday or over the weekend, one day, said this doctor used chloroquine and it worked in an old folks home, and one person still, none of them died because they were using chloroquine. It's all lies. It's all lies. It's all gaslighting. They're gaslighting you. The masks are to make you like Poppy, to make you twisted, and the artwork is to twist you. The music, the media, the Hollywood is to twist your mind and to change your character into evil. Instead of trusting God, they want you living in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The land, the unsaved are under judgment, but you saved people, you don't have to submit to the lies. It's all fake. Just like a narcissist will gaslight you, you're being gaslighted by the whole thing. The whole world is trying to gaslight you now. You're being lied to. You're being gaslighted. The media, the news, it's all the media of the devil. The media is the media of the devil. It's the mouthpiece of the devil. It's all lies, people. It's all lies.